Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
How you feeling, man?
What happened?
Say, how you feeling, man?
Oh, feeling great, man. Feeling good.
Okay, okay. How was your day today?
Oh, man. My day was wonderful, man. I had, went on a little date with a nice young lady, you know?
Really?
Yeah, man.
And how was it?
Oh, man, it was wonderful, man. We, you know, due to the pandemic, we had to go to the park.
Right, right.
You know.
It's safe. It's all good. It's safe.
Right, right. So it was nothing, you know, too high tech. You know, it was just real laid back. And, you know, I gave her some roses. And, you know, we did the edible arrangements.
Oh, shit. For,
yeah.
You got all the way down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm old school with it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you did it grown man style. I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you.
Yes, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Hit Digital Radio. And you got me and Jimmy Gap Rax here right now. But we are going to have, and for those that don't know, I am Andre Marcellus, a.k.a. Giant the R&B Bully.
Right.
For those that don't know. But tonight, what we're going to do is, we're going to bring in a guest host. And her name is Sandy Sweet. She's from New York. I ain't going to go into too much detail. I let her tell you. But that is our guest host for this evening.
Okay, cool, man.
Also, we're gonna bring in our fellow compadre at some point, Devontae Riley. He's a part of our Grown Manish show, and you can check that show out on Fridays. So I'm gonna go ahead and get her in here so we can get this thing popping. You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
And we're going to see what it do, man. We're going to see what it do.
Gotcha.
I got a couple good topics. I think one that will speak to her so she's able to really lock in with the audience because, you know, our show is on some grown man stuff and from a grown man's perspective. So
exactly.
This time we're going to get a good female's perspective.
A grown woman's perspective.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Did I say grown man perspective?
Yeah, you said grown man, but this is, you know, I guess we got to clear the air. She is of a certain age. She's a grown woman, so.
A grown woman's perspective. Pardon
right.
me. I'm
right.
Pardon me.
Okay, okay.
Pardon me.
Yes, sir.
She can be in at any moment, but the title, I'll tell you the title now, though, Jimmy.
Okay.
The title now is, in 2020, what does a woman really want and expect from a man in a relationship?
Oh, that's a good one.
Good one, right? Right?
Yeah.
And then the next showrunner topic will be, what's next for the rest of 2020? Because the way it's going now, I don't know if we'll see a doggone spaceship fly and just start scooping mugs up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I just thought about that. See, it's good to have a grown woman's perspective.
Right.
But what are the younger women's perspective? I wish we had a young female host we could bring in.
I'm glad you said that because now I can let the audience know, listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you are a young lady from 18 to possibly, let's say, 35.
Right.
And you would like to be on the show and possibly talk about this topic or any other topic, you can hit us up at hitsdigitalaccess@gmail.com and also hitsdigitalradio@gmail.com. And go favorite the show on anchor.fm and we'll bring you in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And you can tell your perspective.
Okay.
So this way, we can also get a younger perspective, like you said.
Exactly.
Now, until Sandy Sweet comes in, what's your take on in 2020? What does a woman really want and expect from a man in a relationship? In your opinion,
okay, I'm gonna give both sides of the spectrum. Okay. I'm gonna say for the older women, I feel they want that genuine relationship that, mm-hmm. you know, let's be in something committed.
Mm-hmm.
It's me for you and you for me, and that's what it is. You know, no entanglements and
soul don't need no damn entanglement.
You know, but for the younger female, and this is just my opinion, I feel that they are more so open to anything, if I could be quite frank.
Right.
You know, I see a lot of them, they, you know, might have, you know, Tyrone this week, and then the next week they got Jeffrey,
right.
and then they got Cavante, and then they got, you know, they, right. it's just they're I feel, and it's not, it's my opinion, I'm not bashing them, I'm not judging them,
right.
but I feel that they're more with the entanglements,
right
per se.
I mean, have you ran into the ones, you know what I'm saying? I'm married, so I can't really right. speak to this topic like that, but I can touch on it just a bit in terms of what I think is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I hear from men that I talk to, a lot of the women I really like on some stuff, like when they meet you, you know, they talking about, take me to Cheesecake Factory. Take
right.
I want to go to Papa Do's.
Right. It's funny, real funny you said that, because the young lady I took out today, she's of an older age, and I take that back. They are actually the same age.
Right.
So, like, with this, it's more so like it's a line in the sand,
right?
Where this group is over here that's of a certain age, and this group is over here. So I met a lady prior to meeting this lady, and she was the let's go to Papa Do's,
right?
You know, let's do all this extravagant stuff, and you know, it was nothing. She was not really looking for a commitment. She was looking for more of
yo, hold that thought. Is this Sandy Sweet?
Hey, yeah, how you doing?
What's good? You all right?
I'm good, thank you.
It's good to have you. I got Jimmy got Rax on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sandy Sweet. And this is our guest host tonight.
Exactly.
So how's your day going, Sandy Sweet?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's great to be on your show, and I know today's topic really kind of kicked in a little bit for me, because I've been running around doing everything by myself.
Really?
Taking the dog to get groomed, picking up groceries, to get a tire replaced. I'm single.
Damn, by yourself, where's that Negro at?
I'm single, so here we go.
okay. So let me just remind the listeners of what the topic is. The topic for the night, our showrunner, one of them, is in 2020, what does a woman really want and expect from a man in a relationship? So you're the best person for this, Miss Sweet. So we really are following your lead tonight. We want to hear what you think, because we can only give our objective perspective of what we think.
Exactly.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up?
Good. So, you know, once again, thank you. And just like you looking for my perspective, I can only give mine. I can't speak for all the women out here, but I do know that deep down inside, we all, you know, looking for the same thing down the road.
Right.
You know, in terms of it being 2020, mm-hmm. and I think you and I touched on this once before, you know.
Yeah, behind the scenes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't see the ideals to be any different between now and when our grandparents got married back in the 40s or 50s. I think
right.
we're still looking for the same thing, but, you know, we've had to compromise. We had to kind of, I hate to say this, lower our standards and expectations, if you will.
Right.
I don't expect that a man is going to let me stay home like my grandmother did. She never worked outside the home. I'm not looking for that. We're in 2020.
Right.
It's a
right.
paycheck deal. People need to go to work and everybody needs to contribute, okay? But right. some of the crucial things that women really want is to find a good provider. And not just financially, but, you know, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for that. You want your mate to be your best friend, right?
Let me ask you this. I'm sorry to cut mm-hmm. you off. Let me ask you this. Are men in 2020 spiritual? Because I listen to a lot of podcasts. And unfortunately, I hear a lot of people not following the biblical way that we grew up. A lot of them are straying away from that now. So would you say more men now are they spiritual now? I mean, I don't know. I am, but I don't think they are. But I don't.
Right.
I mean. That's a difficult question. I mean, there are some people who are still going to church every day, or they have their own talks with God on their own. You know, they don't have to be in the church. I know there are some people that really are spiritual, but I don't know if that's something that we're really, really looking for as the number one thing right now. There's so mm-hmm. much in the mix, you know? There's just so much in the mix. And
right.
The ideals of being spiritual, of being your best friend, of being a good provider, and those things, those are ideals that we do hang on to. But
right.
sometimes those things that are very important in a relationship and building a relationship are put on the back burner because that maybe you can't find that person, your knight in shining armor that you built up in your head. So you're
right.
going to settle for this. Right?
Right.
I'm going to take a short for that, right? And so, no doubt, I don't want men calling up here, screaming and carrying. Don't get it twisted. It goes both ways, okay?
Right.
Men are totally taking shorts on some things too, you know. But I guess the main thing right now is we have to see where we are. It's 2020. Right now, we're in a pandemic, okay?
Right.
Hardly time for getting involved in trying to cultivate a relationship.
Right.
People are fragile.
Let me ask you something. Do you find it hard being a woman of a certain age and living in Georgia right now? Because you're originally from where?
I'm from New York. Yes.
Right. Right. So being down here in Georgia, I know it's a tad different. And when I say different, I'm going to say from the perspective of there is quite a few men that are gay, basically. I mean, that's the best way to say it. You know, and the question I'm asking, I guess, is does that make it even harder to find someone compatible or find someone, period?
Right. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Like speaking, you know, in terms of me being a cisgender woman, which means I'm a straight woman and mm-hmm. I like a straight man.
Right.
It is a little bit difficult, but I don't know that it's so much of not having the straight guy being available. I think
right.
it's more of the straight guy wanting to be available.
Right.
I've been down here for 20 something odd years.
Okay.
And when I came down here, listen, I'm beating them off with a stick, right? So I really don't like to play that numbers game that people like to use. Oh, you know, there's more men than women, you know, because that brings fear and makes people settle, makes women right. settle, because I'm so lucky to get this guy. The numbers are against me. I'm going to say, let's put that to the side. I think men as well as women, they have to want to be caught being a relationship. They have to want it.
Right.
Okay, you got to want it. So there's plenty of men out here, but what are they really looking for? You know, because when men get to a certain age, let's say they like about 45, 50.
Right.
They already settled in their house. They're going to open up their can of beans and they're going to do what they want to do. They're going to come to your house, to a woman's house, hang out for a while, but they know they can go back to their apartment and not hear the blah, blah, blah. Right?
Right.
So
right.
It's a want. We got to find out why the want is not there. Right? Why isn't right. the want there?
Well, let me say this. Let me say this. First of all, you know, I think we, in 2020, I feel really bad because I feel women have it very hard right now because basically the way things are set up, the way the world is going, a woman's stock, as you say, a cisgender woman, you know, I'm not up on all of that, but a cisgender woman who's looking for a straight male, it's like your stock has went down so low, you know what I'm saying, in terms of that just being a preference now. So now to me, you know, it's almost like, you know, you have so many women of a certain age and they're alone.
Yeah.
I see women in Walmart and all these different places and they are alone.
Yeah.
I'm wondering to myself, like, what happened? Why you don't have somebody? And they can be attractive women. These are not like crazy looking women I'm talking about. These are attractive women and they're just alone. You know, and you know, I don't like to drive too often, so I take Lyft a lot of places, and I talk to the female Lyft drivers, and every last one of the female Lyft drivers, I promise you, are single.
Right.
And from a young age, like 25 and up.
Right.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on, Sandy Sweet? What is really happening out here? I don't get it.
Well, I think there was a shift in society, especially in women's minds. You know, now we've known each other for a long time. So you've known me in a relationship. You've known that I was in a relationship before.
Right.
Somebody yeah. loved me. I loved somebody once before.
Right.
But there was a shift, and I'll use myself as an example. I really got tired of being in dead-end relationships. I'm like, why am I, you know, I'm not going to get involved with anybody if I can't see, you know, a future.
Right.
There were times when I got involved with somebody because it was good right then and there, not thinking about, are we going to be together 10 years from now?
Yeah, yeah, right? The long, yeah.
So for me, I have really kind of sat out a little bit because I mm-hmm. wanted to make sure that when I did get involved again, and I will, that I'm looking at this person as a whole. As
right.
you know, the bigger picture, if you will, with this person, how our lives are going to be when we're retired, and are we on the same page? Is he going to yeah. sit in the sunset with me? Or are we going to go get that RV? I'm looking like that when I
right.
was in
right.
my 20s, 30s, and when I entered, got into my late 30s, I still was on that. Oh, he's fine, and we're going to have a good time.
Right.
And maybe we'll get married, but based on what? You know what I'm saying? Based on
right.
what?
Right.
So I think now women are being more introspective and saying, like, what do I really want? Let me not just grab him because he's available. Let me not just grab him because he's got a good job. Now, don't get me wrong. I a lot of people are still in relation checks, is what I call them. Relation checks. They're in it. Situation to get a check, to get a paycheck, the babies are there to collect checks, when that relationship falls apart, because it never really was there, especially if it's some kind of a high profile thing, the babies are there to maybe, and once again, I don't want to be attacked by anybody, but sometimes the babies are there, and you know, you're going to get some money off of that. Just put
Let me jump in right here and just ask you this. I'm going to go left, and I know the people are probably going to be like, is this Negro crazy? But I got to say this. But due to the caution you have taken and where things are in 2020, do you think this has something to do with why a lot of women are now turning to the same sex and turning into lesbians?
Ooh, now listen, young man. I don't think women just turn into lesbians. I think that is their, that's who they are innately. I don't think that someone can, you know, a woman could wink at me and turn me into a lesbian. I don't think that's it.
No, but what I'm saying is, I'm not saying like wink and turn you into a lesbian, but when you think of, okay, let's just pull a woman from the sky, Tasha. Okay. Tasha has been hurt by men ever since she was able to date. And she's a good girl. She's educated. She's really trying to find her way. And none of her relationships seem to work out. And then one day she just gets tired. Is that possible that she just says, okay, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to date a girl. I'm done with these Negroes.
Listen, I think you find love where you find love. And if there's a person, let's say Tasha, she's lacking that comfort and that love in her life, and a woman comes and gives that to her, more power. I mean,
I haven't thought about it.
I'm sure some people have thought about it for me, but no, I have not thought about it.
But, I'm just asking. I don't mean no disrespect. Respectfully, I'm just asking.
Listen, you know me all day. I say you find love where you find love. You know, for me, that's not a choice for me. But for a young lady like Tasha or whatever age you are, if a human being comes and shows you those things and makes you feel a certain way, I can't be mad about it. I'm all for it, you know?
Right.
But I'm not going to say that women are being disgruntled by men and just running to women. I don't want to say that. I'm saying
I don't
want to
say
finding love.
I don't want to say it, but I think that's what's happening. I do a little bit.
I don't. I'm going to disagree, but I just think that people are finding love where they can. And, you know, listen, sometimes people get in where they fit in. I tell women all the time, like some of my friends, I'm like, oh, you don't cook? You don't cook? Because, you know, all it takes is Miss Betty to bring a plate in to a man at the job and his wife don't cook. Miss Betty looking for a way in, honey.
Right. Okay, Miss Betty Crocker, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, the man's eating dinner with Miss Betty. I mean, I'm being funny here, but listen, that happened to my family before, and now Miss Betty is my auntie. So I'm just going to say is, people are always looking for a way to fit in and to get in. If there's an opening, hey, Tasha met Sally and Sally showed her love, and now they're a beautiful couple. We can't discourage that, right?
Absolutely. So Jimmy Gat Racks, what do you think about what Sandy Sweet is saying? I mean,
I agree with her to an extent, but. Okay, I guess as far as the last topic or conversation, I feel that people are impatient. And, you know, it's like the old saying goes, it's somebody for everybody.
Right.
So when females jump to another female for companionship, I feel that they're just not patient enough to wait on the true man that God has for them. They want something in that moment. They say, okay, I've been with Tyrone and David and XYZ, but none of them work. But, you know, it might be Billy over here in the corner and he's, you know, there. She ignores him.
Right. You just brought something to my memory, and I have to get this out. Respect you. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I have to say.
Oh no, you're good.
This is what I think all the time. And Sandy, you let me know if this speaks to you as well. And then we're going to get a young perspective in. We're going to bring our grown man-ish compadre in to give his 24-year-old perspective. But I done seen a lot of people throughout my life and you know, in my travels and met different people, women specifically, that they might be, let's say, they... are somewhat intelligent, and you know, they might not be a model or whatever, but they're not just dog face ugly or whatever the case may be. and they work a regular job.
Okay.
But they have their mind and heart set on having somebody that makes six figures and he's in the gym every day. And he could possibly model for Abercrombie and Finch or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But I honestly think a lot of women miss out because their expectations are too high. They want to get somebody in their same realm. They're always trying to get that guy that's I really don't want to say on their level, but basically, that's what it is, like, in their space, somebody they're compatible with. They always want the guy that's somewhat above them. Am I saying this right, Sandy Sweet? Am I making any sense?
I think that works for both. Men try to do it all the time because, you know, not for nothing, we all feel like a certain way about ourselves, and there's always some guy that we're going to be like, why are you trying to talk to me? Who you think you are? We always gonna be like that. And a guy is gonna be like that too, because that's human nature. And I can tell you this, because like I said, I'm always gonna speak about myself. I have gone out and been in relationships with some people. And when years later down the road, when we are no longer together, I look at their pictures and I just wanna scream. I'm like, what the hell did I ever see in him?
So
beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We have all seen that couple walking down the street, and you go, why in God's name are they together? But beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So there's no levels. I mean, come on now. Think about it. We could look at a couple of people, like well-known celebrity-type matches.
Right.
They not. You always are like, wow, okay. I mean, we can't be so simplistic and so facile that we think everything is about looks, because I'm telling you, I dated beautiful looking men, but there was nothing there.
Right.
Nothing. And so I said, let me stop just going for the beauty. Let me get inside. Let me not be that person.
Right.
Okay. Right. So we all do it. But like I said, beauty is in the eye and the heart of the beholder. We can't judge like that. That's too judgy. But we all do it. Like, why is this guy, he's 2 feet tall, he knows I'm 5'7", why is he trying to talk? Will you stop talking to me, okay? The next thing you know, if you, like you said, if you settle down, you might be marrying that short guy. You don't know.
Right.
We can't make a generalization about that. Let me
jump in right here. As I told you, I was going to bring in our compadre from Grown Manish to give his young man perspective. And this is Devontae Riley. Are you on the line?
I am on the line. What's going on?
Hey, welcome.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you, man. What we're talking about is, in 2020, what does a woman really want and expect from a man in a relationship? And Sandy Sweet has been going in. She's been giving her perspective, you know, and letting us know how she sees it. And I propose, let's bring in a younger guy and let's hear his perspective, because we all are, you know, men and women of a certain age. We're not 20.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we would love to have your perspective.
Well, I believe what a woman searches for in a man definitely would have to be security. They just want to feel safe.
Right.
You know what I mean? They want to feel protected, you know, and that's something that a lot of, I don't see that a lot. I don't see a lot of, especially, you know, young Black men in our community, you know, in our community right. of people. I don't see that Black men protecting their women. You know what I mean? And I that's something that, you know, we gotta step up on. But no, it's just in general, you know what I mean? Security. Women look for that in a man. I mean, there's so many things that they're searching for, you know what I mean? Not just, you know, secure and as far as, you know, feeling safe, but financial security too. You know what I mean? Right. Women are attracted to a man that's got it going for himself. You know what I mean?
Do you think it's harder for women in 2020 with there being so many men that are gay and so many men that are in jail that, you know, I was speaking with them earlier and I pretty much told I think a woman's stock is really low right now. You know,
right. And married men.
You know, and they just really are just trying to get in where they fit in because right. there's a shortage of men. What's your right. take on that?
I mean, there's a lot of great men out there, but the great men that are out there for the women, unfortunately, they're unavailable to them. To our women, can I say Black? Is this a Black issue?
No. This is an overall issue.
This
but
is an
right
overall now. Issue. Okay. I noticed that there are a lot of, I mean, and I just want to point this out, even though it's an overall issue, I'm seeing it in the perspective. I'm a Black man, a young Black man, so I'm seeing it in the perspective of a Black man in you know how I view. You know what's going on in our community. I can't so much speak for a white man's perspective or Puerto Rican man's perspective or Asian man's perspective or an Italian. You know what I mean? Like I can't do that. I'm speaking on a Black man's, a young Black man's perspective and what I see in my community of men and women. But I definitely believe that there's a shortage. I mean, it's different. Things are so much different now. You know, you got a lot of people, you know, a lot of men in particular. There's a reason why, how can I put it? A lot of women are looking for qualities in men that don't exist in 2020. Right. You know what I mean? We're looking for, you know, that they're looking for that Renaissance man that just doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. You know, I'm a good guy. I'm single. You know what I mean? But of course, when it comes to qualities in women and men, you know, there has to be some sort of a balance. You know what I mean? There has to be some sort of a, and some of the women that I was interested in,
right.
You know, that are available now, you right. know, we don't have the same values and morals and, you know, their values and their morals might be different than mine. And, you know, they may want a man with money. I ain't got right. a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the views and just the values have just gone out of the window,
right.
down the drains, through the pipes. You know what I mean? It's different right. now. It's really different to find. And also, you got a lot of people out here that aren't getting in relationships for love. They're getting in relationships for other
exactly.
things, money,
clout.
For clout. This person drives a BMW. I drive a Honda Accord. You know, so it's just it's different situations that come to play into the whole dating thing now. But yeah, there are a lot of men that live double lives and have secrets and. You know, it's just so much going on in 2020 right now. You know what I mean? And it's very hard, you know.
Sweet, what are you getting from Devontae Riley's overall view. Does anything he's saying speak to you any type of way?
Oh, everything that he says, it's true. I mean, don't get it twisted. Just because a man is 24 and a man is 50, the same brain patterns are working. Okay. Right. Same thing. You know, whatever they were doing when they were 25, if they haven't settled down with that person and they're single, they're still out here doing the same thing, no right. matter what age. I see some of these old guys that I used to know 20 years ago still kicking around here.
Right.
Not married. Still doing the same thing. Still looking for the same kind right. of expectations.
And can I just add this, Sandy, not to yeah. cut you off?
No, go ahead.
I was just telling Giant and Jimmy, I'm not sure if Jimmy's on tonight, but
I'm here.
Okay, cool. All right, we all here. I was just telling them just the other night that, you know, I've watched my siblings, like, mind you, I'm 24. I'm the youngest of four total, including myself. So I've watched my brother date women and treat them really good. I've even watched my sisters have boyfriends that treated them good. It's nothing, that old school love is missing. Being 24, I'm not quick. I ain't quick to jump into a relationship right now. I'm not, because I value that. That's something right. that I value. You know, I remember back then being single meant I want to wait on the person that is evenly and equally as yoked as I am. You know what right. I mean? That's nowadays, right. being single means I'm available to screw anybody that walks by me. You know right. what I'm saying? If you told people to screw the whole planet, they would. They right. will, and they would. You know what I mean? That art, that I'm going to find someone. I'm going to really search. People don't even date anymore. They so quick to hook up. I remember people used to sit gone blind. Next. Next. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, we don't do that anymore. We our limits are just so, they're not even high, they're low.
Right.
We
right.
have literally dumbed and watered down our requirements, what we require and what we look for, what we want, what we really, really want. Like the Spice Girl, what we really, really want.
Right. What we really, really want.
What we really, really want. We right. have watered it down. Yeah. And it's just,
think about what Devontae Riley is saying. What do you think about it?
Who, me?
No, Jimmy. What do you think about what DR is saying?
Like I said, I mean, it, and again, I agree with how he's saying it and what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's more so relationships are not value.
Right.
You would say. You know, like I said, everybody is in a quick hookup. With microwave dating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, right.
Pop her in for 30 and then, you know, I get this now.
We're not even microwave dating, Jimmy. That's the crazy thing. We out here playing spin the bottle. You got folks to right. go out with a crackhead. They'll go out with the man they just met at the gas station. They'll go out, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's disgusting.
Really?
Yes.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Okay, well, let me ask this
question. It is.
Let me ask this question. This is our other showrunner topic, and this is our last topic, so I'm asking everybody.
Okay.
And really think about this when I say it. What's next for the rest of 2020? Because 2020 has been hell thus far.
Right.
What's next? Who wants to go first? Wait a minute. Let's slow down. Who wants to go first?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we have time now to find ourselves. I think this whole lockdown, this quarantine, this whatever you want to call it, I think we should be finding time. We're alone, we're with family, but we gotta really dig deep.
Right.
We need to be trying to figure out who we are, because we really, some of us still got some searching to do. You know right. what I'm saying? We really need to be taking this time to figure out who we really are. And if what we want is what we want.
So what's next?
Well, when the world opened back up to us, I'm hoping that we can all come together and just do things right. Do it the right way. I won't even say the right way, because my right might be somebody else's wrong. I just want people to do things the way things should be done. Now, I'm not telling people to stick to traditional values. You can switch it up, however, you know, let the chips fall where they may. That's on you. But I believe
aliens are going to arrive. How about that?
Hey, I mean, you know, I'll be here to wave at them and say, what's up?
Daddy Sweet, what you think is going to be the rest of our 2020?
Oh, listen, I just think this is an excellent time, like Devontae said, for self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And I hope that what we've been seeing lately of everybody running out the house and dashing to do everything and then getting sick all over again isn't how we're going to handle our relationships when we are free to unmask. I know some people out there slobbing it up now with forget about the pandemic, but sensible people.
Yeah, they are.
I know. Sensible people, when you get out there, don't just run out and just be so desperate for a cuddle, a hug, or whatever. Keep in mind that just because you're at home and you're not really getting out to date, you can still talk to people on the phone. You can still live your life. You can do Zoom. You can entertain a young man that way, or old man, whatever, whoever you're going for. You can just get to know each other. It's a perfect time to get to know each other by talking about some things. Because you know what? When you meet people on the phone or whatever they're doing now, in person, talk to them for a minute. I find myself that I spend a couple of minutes talking to somebody, they gonna say something stupid, and I'm a no, they not for me. Immediately. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna waste my time. You know? Mm-hmm. So I caution women, don't just keep saying, well, maybe he didn't, maybe. You can't read a man's mind. You can't read anybody's mind. So if you felt like you received a certain message, you can ask them, hey, did you mean X, Y, Z? And when they validate that for you, if it's not the answer that you want, move on.
Right.
It should be about moving on. 2020 is about moving on. We're moving on from a whole bunch of stuff.
I like that. Moving
Say
on.
Say it, sister. Yeah. Say it, sister.
Thank you. Okay?
What's your take on that?
What's that?
I say, what's your take on it?
Okay, I'm going to go left field with this. And I'm going to say that what's next? I want to say that a lot of times you got to go rock bottom to get better or to receive better. So, you know, my thing is, I think for the rest of the year, it's going to still be kind of shaky. But I'm prayful that next year is a whole lot better.
Okay. Right. And DR, close it out with your thoughts.
Well, I just want to tell everyone out there who's listening, you know, you're never too old to reinvent yourself. You know, we just got to really dig deep. We got to really find out who we are. Self-love, it don't got self in that term, you know, for no reason. You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. Once you are comfortable with who you are, you don't have a reason to hate somebody. You don't have a reason to finger point. You don't have a reason to really point out someone's flaws. Once you're comfortable in your own skin, then you can say, you know what? I love myself. Then I can say, you know what? I'm going to go out there and just, you know, learn about other people and teach myself. You know, life is an education.
Each one teach one,
exactly. So
I think
if
that
anything, said, I want to leave everyone with that. So
I think that was so well said, DR. I was about to say some dumb shit, but I'm going
to... No, you can't do that now.
I was about to have, you know, but I think...
Oh,
I think
that brain food. Come on.
I think it's going to leave it at that. And first of all, let's start with Sandy Sweet, but give out your social media so everybody can contact you and follow you. Then we're going to do DR, then we're going to do Jimmy, and then yours too.
Hi, thanks. So I'm at Sandy Sweet, S-A-N-D-I-E-S-W-E-E-T. And I'm really picky, like, with followers and stuff. So, like, I'm sorry, but try to be my friend. I'll follow you back. Also, I've got a show coming up soon called The Love Code. So if you ladies and guys want to keep talking about relationships and dating apps and stuff, I'll be posting that on my social media as well. So
that sounds great.
Yep. It sounds good.
At Sandy Sweet, and that's going to be on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook. But thank y'all. Appreciate y'all having me.
Most definitely.
Oh, great.
All the time. All the time. I love your energy, Sandy. I really do. You got such pure and authentic energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm bossy, right? Right, Giant? Right, Jimmy? They know me. I'm bossy.
No comment.
I kick the door down when I come in. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a mean New Yorker.
I'm hearing it. Okay. Yeah. I was just about to ask. I'm hearing an accent, you know. But, okay. So right. New York. Okay. Awesome.
All right. Do y'all give them your social media and everything and all that that's popping with you, man?
Well, if you're looking for me, you can find me at my username handle is at Devontae_Riley. That is DEVONTE_Riley. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on Twitter. So if you guys are looking for me,
man, is show Friday.
Yes, guys. Grown Man-ish, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday.
Every Friday. Jimmy Got Racks, holla at him. All
right, yeah, I'm at Jimmy Got Racks. That's Jimmy and Got Racks, GOTRACKSX. Instagram, Facebook, I'm out there.
And you got a LinkedIn too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That man LinkedIn. A businessman. Okay. Got LinkedIn.
My LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is under government, so I won't be dispelling that today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
And can disclose that information.
We have had a great time. Hope this has helped some people. And also, like I said before, if you're listening to this podcast and you got any problems or any type of opinion you'd like to express towards a topic that we've mentioned, feel free, go to Anchor, favorite the show, and we will actually let you come in on the next week's show and express that and also be a part of that show. So feel free to do that. You can also email us at hitsdigitalaccess@gmail.com and also hitsdigitalradio@gmail.com.
Most definitely.
Okay. So, with that being said, I thank everybody, man. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
And I've had a great time. I really wanted to say some dumb shit, but I'll save it for the next episode. But
thank you.
Nah, that's for the next episode.
Grown Manish.
We gonna be on our BS on Grown Manish. We can't do that right now.
Invite me back if you want to talk some sense, okay?
Okay. Hey, all you guys have a blessed night.
All right, you too, all right.
Good night, everybody.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye.
All right. Bye.